I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 22nd. A new synthetic turf field will be installed at the Point Webster Middle School in Quincy. House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy says $500,000 has been included in the state budget to redesign the play area at the Point Webster Middle School that will include a fenced-in 150-foot by 95-foot synthetic turf field that will replace the asphalt play area. The new field will be accessible through the school's gym exit, the school building's exit, and a new walkway that will connect it to Lancaster Street. The entry to the field will be handicapped accessible, and the school's parking lot will also be repaved. Mariano said, as an alum and former teacher at Point Webster, he looks forward to seeing the joy that the new project will bring to students and the neighborhood. Project should be completed by the start of school this fall. State Representative Bruce Ayers of Quincy's Helping Hand program is collecting walkers, wheelchairs, canes, crutches, commodes, and other durable medical equipment to be donated to the people of Ukraine. Ayers says the items can be dropped off today at his Ayers Collision Center on East Quantum Street, or pickups can be arranged by emailing brucej.ayers@yahoo.com. The first of what will be monthly celebrations at the Hancock Adams Comet and Quincy Center will be held tomorrow. The Spring Has Sprung event will feature live music, dancing, performances, lawn games, and a laser show finale. The free event begins at 4 p.m. The Quincy Environmental Treasures Program returns tomorrow for the first time since the pandemic with a Salt Marsh Trail walking tour at 10 a.m. Register by emailing Sally Owen at sowen@quincyma.gov. The Treasures Program is celebrating its 22nd anniversary. A turtle release and tree planting program will be held tomorrow at Butler's Pond in Quincy, beginning at 1 p.m. Turtles are being put back after a recently completed pond restoration project. They were kept at the New England Wildlife Center in Weymouth during the restoration. The Four River residents against the compressor station are holding Earth Day at the compressor event tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the site on Bridge Street in North Weymouth. Activities will include a procession of protesters and a rally featuring speakers and live music. A community picnic is planned following the event. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and Congresswoman Liz Cheney are among the JFK Library's Profile in Courage Award recipients for 2022. This year's theme among the winners was Protecting Democracy in the United States and Abroad. Zelensky has become a household name as he leads his country against the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Cheney, who represents Wyoming, is the vice chair of the committee investigating the January 6, 2021 assault on the Capitol. She voted to impeach former President Donald Trump, saying he summoned this mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack, and ended up losing her leadership position in the Republican Party. The other honorees are also being recognized for their role in the 2020 election. Michigan Secretary of State Joycelyn Benson, Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers, and Fulton County, Georgia Elections Department employee Wandrea Shea Moss. The award, started in 1989 and named after Kennedy's Pulitzer Prize-winning book, honors public servants who've made courageous decisions of conscience without regard for the personal or professional consequences. Former Massachusetts governor and Utah Senator Mitt Romney received the award last year for his Trump impeachment vote. The awards will be presented on May 22nd at the library in Boston. Groups in Massachusetts who are looking to help Ukrainian refugees are seeking more information after President Biden announced a new program to help those refugees. The program, called Uniting for Ukraine, aimed at streamlining refugee applications for Ukrainians and others fleeing the fighting while they are still in Europe. The United States will no longer routinely grant entry to those who show up at the U.S.-Mexico border seeking asylum, as thousands have. Biden says the U.S. expects to admit about 100,000 refugees of the 5 million who have already fled Ukraine. About 15,000 Ukrainian refugees have already entered the U.S., mostly through Mexico. Massachusetts residents who are interested in sponsoring a refugee from Ukraine are urged to contact their local congressional representative. Boston Public Health Commission releasing new safety precautions, which include a renewed push to wear masks when inside crowded places, as the city sees an increase in COVID-19 cases. Cases have increased by 65% in the past 2 weeks, and community positivity has climbed to 6.9%. after being as low as 2.2% in early March. The Boston Public Health Commission renewed its recommendation that masks be worn indoors to protect individuals and prevent further case increases. The commission also urged residents to get tested, stay home if feeling unwell, and keep up to date on their vaccinations. Approximately 73% of Boston residents are fully vaccinated. 53% of those who are fully vaccinated have been boosted. The New England Aquarium is celebrating a significant birthday for one of its African penguins, far exceeding the life expectancy of that species. The aquarium says Lambert hatched at the aquarium on April 20th of 1992, celebrated his 30th birthday. He's named for Lambert's Bay, a small fishing town on the western coast of South Africa. According to the aquarium, African penguins have a life expectancy of 10 to 15 years in the wild. The aquarium says Lambert has received world-class geriatric animal care, undergoing double cataract surgery in October of 2019 and a melatonin implant last summer. The New England Zoo says Lambert is most easily identified by the green bracelet on his left wing and a particularly thick white band of feathers on his head. He's not the only African penguin at the aquarium celebrating a big milestone. Harlequin, a female penguin, will turn 30 in November. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 368 points. The NASDAQ dropped 278. The S&P fell 65. Shares fell in Asia today, tracking losses on Wall Street after Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell indicated increases in interest rates must be faster to fight inflation. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil just over $102 a barrel. Sports: Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 3-2. Boston will be in Tampa Bay at 7:10 tonight. Pittsburgh shut out the Bruins last night 4-0. The Bees will host the Rangers tomorrow at 3 p.m. And, of course, Celtics getting ready for Game 3 of the playoffs. They'll be in Brooklyn tomorrow night at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today: mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 62. Mostly cloudy and cooler on Sunday, high of 53. Monday, partly cloudy, high 60. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Winds out of the west and turning northwest, gusting to 25 knots later today. High tide at 5:03 p.m. Sunrise at 5:52, set at 7:33. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, April 22nd, 2019.